Yes, I would much prefer that Martin Luther King could have kept on going across the world preaching a gospel of love and had much more years in before him than I have. I would have much preferred that it had been me, but that ain't the way God wanted it. So I am determined that I'm not going to let nothing get me down. I'm determined that I'm not going to let hate take me over and destroy me. You know, I never have accepted segregation. I accepted because I had to, but inside of me, I never have been segregated. And only God knows where I'm living today, because I have always stood out against it. I have never believed that any man was better than I because he was white or because his hair was straight. I just never have believed this. I don't believe it now. So I fought the system. And Martin went along with me and saw how I reacted to this. And he began to imbibe this thing. And way after a while, he told his mother, called his mother, Mother Dea. He said, Mother Dea, when I get to be a man, I'm going to fight this thing to the bitter end. He did so much about it in such a short while. He made true his statement. You and I didn't know. I was his daddy, but I didn't know that Martin Luther King Jr. was a genius until after he was assassinated. And I began to look back over what all he did. Couldn't have done it if you hadn't have been. How could a young man that age think out a whole and block a whole city, fight a whole system, beat it down to the ground and win, and broke the backs of two of the worst states in the Union, Alabama, Mississippi, and let them put him in the worst dungeon in the world, sit down in there and write a book, when maybe we would have been in there with a pressed heart. Come out of that place. And the first speech he makes saying that these folks do not need to be punished. They need help. Not to be punished, but help. And that was before I was nonviolent. And I'd hear him say that. Then I'd speak out loud enough over all he said and said, oh, yes, and they need hell too. I wouldn't say that now. So I think maybe he might have imbibed some of me and what I was doing in the segregated pattern where he was born. And I think I could be more service to you with my eyes open and able to stand up and say something to you than I could. Cross your hand like you see mine. Cross your arm. Everybody, cross like ours, like this. All right? We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do. God will see us through. God will see us through. God will see us through. Someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe. God will see us through. God will see us through someday. Black and white together. Black and white together. Black and white together. black and white together now. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome.
We shall overcome someday.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace now and always. Amen.